Live from the Fortress of Freedom on the frontiers of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Wednesday, May the 22nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says it's time to stamp out colonialism that's rearing its ugly head in urban gardening plots and says some vegetables are clear indications of how far we still have to go. I can't make this up. Two, Jerry Nadler throwing threats at former White House counsel Don McGahn, who invoked executive privilege and didn't appear in front of Fat Jerry's rabid partisan committee to get bombarded with bombastic political hailstorms, but it will continue. Big meeting today because, number one, coming up a little bit later, Nancy Pelosi will convene a meeting of Democrats who are demanding the start of impeachment proceedings against President Trump, despite the fact the Mueller report found no obstruction, no collusion, no conspiracy. That doesn't matter. You see, the kids in the House, they want answers, and they want impeachment, and they want it now. And damn it, they're going to have it. So here's the problem that Nancy has. There's going to be a meeting this morning at 9 o'clock. And when this meeting convenes at 9 o'clock, there's going to be a lot of angry, far-left liberal Democrats, and they're demanding that Nancy Pelosi and her leadership team, including Steny Hoyer and the rest, pursue impeachment. They say there's plenty here, and with Don McGahn not appearing to testify in front of Jerry Nadler's committee yesterday, it just ratcheted up the intensity of what's going on there. You see, Jerry's throwing threats around now. Don McGahn, of course, the former White House counsel, the White House invoking executive privilege to prevent him from appearing. And, of course, the Democrats, this is unprecedented. This has never happened before. It's the first time ever. It's a lawless president. It's a constitutional crisis. None of which is true. None of which is true. Ben Rhodes, you remember Ben Rhodes? Counselor to President Barack Obama, subpoenaed by a Republican House of Representatives, ignored it altogether, didn't go in, cited executive privilege. Lois Lerner, you remember her from the Internal Revenue Service? Lawfully subpoenaed. She showed up, gave a statement about how she was innocent, and then refused to answer any questions, which is the same as not showing up at all. And there's a whole history of that in the Obama administration. It goes back through many administrations. The idea that somehow this is unprecedented is completely absurd, but that's the narrative the Democrats have to hang on to. Now, my question is, where's Bob? Has anybody seen Bob Mueller? We were told he would be here on May the 15th. He would be here ready to testify because the Democrats were working out a deal, but the truth of the matter is, Bob doesn't want to testify. You see, Bob doesn't want to be political. Bob, who has spent 2 years basically in the shadows, except when getting ambushed by MSNBC reporters on Easter Sunday. Other than that, Bob Mueller is doing just fine, remaining in the shadows. But here's where the Democrats are going to have trouble today in their meeting. You see, the Democrats are now talking about subpoenas for Bob Mueller, demanding that he speak. Your 448 page, be damned. There's not enough in that report. Be damned those 448 pages. We will make you talk. We will make you give the answers that we want. That's how it will be perceived. You see, if Bob Mueller is dragged in front of the House committee, either in front of cameras or not in front of cameras, of course, the Democrats would love the spectacle on TV right until it goes sideways and goes south, because the American people like a sense of fair play. The American people, by and large, wanted to see the Mueller report completed. I was among those. Complete the report, do the job, come back with an answer, and tell us what it is. That happened. The answer, however, was disappointing and disheartening to those on the left, especially those in the media. The handmaidens for the Democrat Party that work at CNN, MSNBC, and elsewhere didn't deliver on their 2 years of promises that they had the goods. They had this president dead to right. He was going to get thrown out of office, and they were going to be right there with cameras rolling for the whole thing, 24 hours a day, wall-to-wall coverage. You could see Donald Trump's presidency destroyed. But then suddenly, that wasn't the case anymore. And the truth of the matter is, there are a whole host of Democrats who knew that wasn't the case for a very long time. You see, Bob Mueller and his team knew early on that there was no conspiracy, that there was no collusion, that there was no crime committed in the interactions between the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, and the Trump administration when it came to dealing with Russia and other foreign nationals and other foreign governments. It's actually quite common for a leading campaign to have conversations with leading advocates or allies or opponents of the United States. There are conversations that are had on a matter of regular business. And certainly during the transition, when General Flynn and others were talking to the Russians, that would be completely appropriate. I might remind you that Robert Kennedy, for example, set up backlines to the Kremlin, set up backlines so they could talk behind the scenes when the Kennedy administration wasn't in office yet but was on its way in. So what we're talking about here is a group of angry individuals who didn't like the outcome of the 2016 election, still can't move past it, still hung up on it, still demanding they get the answer that they want, and they will extort that answer from anyone, whether it's a small-time player like George Papadopoulos, all the way to the president himself. They will twist arms, they will break fingers, they will do whatever it takes to get there. Except they're not getting there, and the American people are seeing it for what it is now. And if Bob Mueller gets subpoenaed, and by God, I hope he does. I do. I hope they subpoena Bob Mueller, and I hope they pull him out there in front of God and everybody, in front of cameras rolling, with CNN salivating and MSNBC falling all over themselves to tell you that this is it. This will be the end of the Trump administration. We have finally found it. I look forward to that day. And I fully encourage Nancy Pelosi to cave in this morning, to cave in to the demands of the left, cave in to those far left liberal fringe Democrats who are demanding impeachment proceedings begin now. Because the effect on the November 2020 elections will be profound. Because the American people will see it from the moment it starts for what it is exactly. A response to a report they didn't like. Subpoenas to Bob Mueller, a response to a report they didn't like. And I will say it again, I've said it from the very beginning. If Bob Mueller ends up testifying before this House committee or any House committee or any members of Congress, he will provide to them less, not more, less than you find in the 448-page report. Why? Because he will never go farther than what he put in writing. He will never go farther to what he already committed to. He will never go farther than his report memorializes. So what you will get is backpedaling, qualifying, justifying, which will inevitably lessen the impact of the 448 pages, give Democrats even less than they have now, and further reduce the concern of the American citizens and, more importantly, the voters here about what went on with Donald Trump in his campaign, in his transition, and in his administration. The Democrats will assuredly get less. Let's remind ourselves that it's William Barr who's actually seen the underlying information. It's William Barr who knows Bob Mueller for years. They're friends. Do you think William Barr is going to go out there and put himself in a situation where he misleads everybody? That's what the Democrats would have you believe, but it's just not true. William Barr, he's no fool, and it's not the first time he's been to Capitol Hill. He knows what he's doing, and there is no substitute, my friends, for experience. So go, Nancy, go get that impeachment started. We're rooting for you. 9 o'clock this morning in Washington. Man, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. 14 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't, it's too heavy.
Oh my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin, look at us, we're over here!
Justin, OMG!
love you, Justin. I love you.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit EAMonline.org. That's EAMonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.